You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM,
NHL Network Radio,
and the TSN Radio Network. Here's Shane Malloy and Russ Cohen.
And we're back on Hockey Prospect Radio, powered by Upper Deck, your source of EPAC at www.upperdeckepac.com. We're now joined by Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, to talk about some kids for the upcoming 2017 draft. Mark, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
No problem. Hope you guys are well.
Yeah, things are going great. Snow hasn't fallen out in the Maritimes, so that's always good for me. So, but let's talk about some kids for the upcoming draft. We haven't had you on for a little bit. Intrigued to get your thoughts on Gabriel Vilardi. I got a chance to see him play a couple times last year in Windsor, and this year, obviously, he's taken his game to another level. When you're 6'2", almost 200 pounds, and have that type of skill set, it's not a surprise that you guys have him at number two overall on your latest rankings. How has he played for you in your viewings?
Well, I actually just saw him last night. It was my third trip to Windsor, but he obviously started with that injury. So last night was the first time that I got to see him in the lineup and made the long haul to Windsor again. Obviously, this is a kid, Windsor took him second overall in his OHL draft year. We had him ranked second as well, but we had Owen Tippett ranked number one that year for the OHL draft. If you saw our first list, you saw that has been changed. Now Vilardi is past Tippett on our list with Gabe number two on our preseason list. So as I said, I saw him last night. It was Sioux Greyhounds in town. He was pretty good last night. I've seen him play better, but he did some good things last night. He scored on a shot from the top of the slot. He got that shot off quickly. He made a nice little subtle plays during the game and got himself into position to score and make plays. I think he's a really smart player. That's one of the things I like most about him. He reads the play well. He shows off some good vision. He's good playmaking ability. His hands, like for a big kid, they're just, they're really soft. And just what everything coming off his tape last night was just, just smart passes and accurate. Everything right on the mark and really good decisions with the passes too. So for me, it's with Vilardi, and this will be, starting from last night where I finally got to see him in the lineup going forward. It's just all about those feet. Watching him last night, his skating is actually slightly uglier than I remembered. But he does get around okay considering the ugliness of the stride. And this kid that's going to be playing into May with the Spitfires hosting Memorial Cup. So we'll get plenty of looks of him between now and then. But with our new list coming up in about a week or so, I was glad to get down to Windsor last night.
Mark, with the hands that he does have, it looks like he's pretty deadly in the slot and really a pretty great passer. Are these two of the things that really can carry him a long way down the road?
Yeah, I think, I've probably said this a million times on with you guys, but I just, I start with looking for those really smart players, and that's what will help you be higher on my list. And then for him, obviously with that size and his playmaking ability and those hands, the puck was on his tape last night, and he got it off in a hurry, and it was accurate. The angle I had was actually kind of crappy. I got home and actually looked for the highlight because I was hoping I'd have a better camera. I just was curious to see if it was tucked right inside the far post or not, but the camera angle was crappy when I got home too, so it didn't help much. But it was a hard shot, it was a low shot, and it came off his tape really quickly.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of EPAC at www.upperdeckepac.com. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, about some kids in the 2017 draft on their list. I want to get your thoughts on Ryan Poling, another big centerman, 6'3", about 190 pounds, playing at St. Cloud State University. From your perspective, I know he played some limited time with the Lincoln Stars, United States Hockey League last year, and played primarily, obviously, in high school hockey. In terms of skill set, what does this kid bring to the table?
Yeah, this is a kid. I saw him during the summer and just been planning here, and he's on my planned scheduled team again soon. I really like his game. As you mentioned, he did play a handful of games last year in the USHL, and then he's got a season underway with St. Cloud. Big kid, listed about 6'3", in the 190 range, I think, and he's kind of shown that he can physically dominate down low in the defenseman in battles. I think he's got a good motor. He always seems to have energy and his presence on the forecheck. He's tough to handle because he's just really strong on his feet. He's strong on the puck. The skating, it's kind of a bit of a short stride, but he still generates a lot of power and doesn't look too bad out there. I think as an offensive player, he's nothing, he's not a really fancy player or high-end elite skill, but he's very effective playing a simple game, and, he's chipping pucks and making smart plays with pucks. He's definitely not afraid to go to the net. He gets his goals that way and cashes in on opportunities. I think he's got a hard shot. He's got good touch around that net when he's in tight. Really competitive player. I think he's just a pretty good two-way guy overall, a centerman, and can contribute in a lot of aspects of the game.
Yeah, Mark, what did you think about Ryan Poling's overall hockey IQ? It looked like in all facets he's pretty good, and I do love the way he sort of gets after it in the offensive zone.
Yeah, I think he's a really competitive, like high motor work ethic type kid. I think that he's, as IQ-wise, it's up there. It'll be up with, the A group as far as this draft class goes. So, again, from myself, who always likes to look back kind of from a starting point, he's off to a good start with me.
Mark, when you look at Ryan Poling, and you talked about his game of being more of a simple game, it's not flashy. Do you think because how the NHL plays and it's so quick that the simple give-and-go type plays that can translate into the NHL, do you think that makes you, when you look at Ryan from your perspective, pushes him up the ranks because that's the type of game that you can play at the NHL level and be really highly effective?
I don't know about that. There's all types of different players. I just think, teams need different types of players to build a team. You can't have all kinds of Willie Nylanders, and you can't have all kinds of Ryan Polings, or Paling, as I've heard it announced, pronounced before. I'm not sure which way it is. But he's he's a piece of the puzzle, and I think you need players like him. He's one of those guys that the coach can really trust, I think. So he's a guy that you'll see, in the last few minutes just becomes, I think, as he plays for a team, that the coach builds up more trust as time goes on and he builds up more ice time. And he looks like he's one of those leadership guys out there that would be one of the go-to guys all the time. You're trailing by a goal. He's a guy that has a knack for getting it and scoring big goals. So that type of kid.
Well, the next guy I want to ask you about before we let you go is Jason Robertson. Another big winger playing for the Kingston Frontenacs who's got off to a pretty decent start. What are your thoughts on how he's played so far this year for you, and is his stock slowly rising based on the limited games, the 12 games he's played so far?
Yeah, I've seen Kingston a couple times, stopped two weekends ago on the way home from a major junior trip, and I think North Bay was in there. Kingston's got a couple other guys too. We really like Paquette, and they've got the Rasmussen kid as well. So he's kind of with a handful of guys while we're watching Kingston. And he was in a handful of players who just didn't quite make our first top 50 list, but he was close. He's a big kid, really thick kid. Pretty smart player. He's got a good shot. It's hard. It's pretty accurate, and he's got a pretty good release too. I remember seeing him in he played for Don Mills in his OHL draft year, and he'd go down the wing and let a shot go, and he actually kind of reminded me of Kirby Reichel when he did that, this the skating is this kid's issue, and just kind of had a flashback of Kirby, because he's got the same build, a big kid, going down the wing and throwing that shot on net. But he's a pretty smart player. As I just mentioned, his issue is kind of his boots. Those feet are the problem. When I watch him, the word lumbering always comes to mind. The feet are heavy, but once he gets rolling, he's a pretty big rig to stop. You know, he's really plowing out there. He's got decent puck skills. He'll go hard to that net. He'll protect the puck well, and he'll move the puck around pretty well too. Probably underrated in that category. So competes hard, and there's a lot of good qualities there, but it just comes down to the skating, and we'll continue to watch that.
Yeah, I really like Jason Robertson's IQ off the ice too. He's a really smart kid. I spoke to him for a while. I like his fast release. And Mark, did you happen to notice, like, he seems to be a guy that doesn't need a lot of room to get a nice shot off?
Yeah, he will get his shot off in space, and he's pretty good at protecting the puck. You know, he uses that big body and will protect it. He's pretty good down low. As I mentioned, there's a lot of stuff to like. He's definitely not a dumb hockey player, but it's those first few steps. He takes a handful of steps to get that truck and gear and rolling.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show, giving us some insight on some draft-eligible kids for the 2017 draft. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you at Plymouth at the under 18 Five Nations. And once again, we'll make sure we'll have you on when your next rankings come out.
Yeah, we got a busy month ahead in November. We'll get our next list out beginning of the month. And as you mentioned, we got Five Nations next week, so we'll be hitting the highways again.
That sounds great, and I want to thank all our fantastic guests, Tim Burke from the San Jose Sharks, Tim Bernhardt from Arizona Coyotes, Mark Kelly from Chicago, Brian McKay from Florida, of course, Mark Edwards. I am Shane Malloy for Russ Cohn and Ainsley Scott. Another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, and we will see you at the rink.
Don't cry, don't raise your eyes, it's all